A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 15th day of August, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the weekend we've been waiting for is coming up tomorrow and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, August 16th and 17th, the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Springfield, Missouri. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Here's your prepper tip of the day. If you don't have a team, I encourage you and suggest that you work on putting together a team for long-term survival in a grid-down situation. Your team should be at least 8 adults. 10 or 12 would be better. You want to focus on having mature, responsible adults that have skills, gardening skills, animal husbandry, communications, first aid, mechanical skills, plumbing, electrical skills, carpentry, self-defense. There's a myriad of skills, hopefully, that your team would have, and the people that have the skills, for example, the person who has gardening skills could teach everybody else to be a gardener, and so on and so forth. There's a social aspect to it also. You need to become very good friends with these folks. You need to have absolute trust in each other, that you'll have each other's backs. So if you haven't been working on putting together a team, I urge you to be working on that ASAP. We do a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She's paying very careful attention to the events of the day, and we're going to discuss those events. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I wonder if you could give us first an update on what's happening in Ferguson.
All right. Well, I've been getting a daily report, typically mid-morning, although my report, I had two reports yesterday. The second one was about 1 p.m. At the time, my contact was in a building across the hall from a conference room where the Governor Nixon and the St. Louis County police chief were having a heated, very loud argument, apparently. The results of that discussion apparently is that an African American Highway Patrol trooper has been put in charge of the police efforts there in Ferguson. He apparently grew up there and knows many of the people in the neighborhood. I don't know what happened last night. I simply don't know.
I heard some things to the effect that they were unable to respond to 911 calls. When they did respond, they were pelted with bricks.
That was last night?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my contact told me that he thought that the feel-good, hug-hug police efforts would not work, and apparently that's been the case. Putting your men in harm's way without giving them maximum protection in the form of body armor and helmets and gas masks if you're lobbing tear gas is not wise. We aren't talking about a calm, peaceful protest here. When night falls, everything changes up there in Ferguson. We're dealing with criminals. There's convoys of blacks coming out of Chicago, convoys of blacks coming out of Detroit. The new Black Panther Party is on the scene, and of course they're Muslims, and Muslims have their stated goal of waging jihad against the infidels. That's everybody who's not Muslim, or the wrong kind of Muslim, as the case may be. So it sounds like last night was more of the same, with a less than adequate police response. I'll be getting an update probably about 10:30 or so this morning as to what's going on. My contact has been there. He was hoping to be able to go home. He'd been there continuously since Saturday night, and it's getting to be pretty old. So there's a lot of criticism from all forms of media about the militarization of the police on one hand. On the other, what's the alternative? If you're going into harm's way, Ann, wouldn't you want the best protection for yourself and the people with you in the form of helmets and body armor? And if you're using tear gas to disperse an illegal crowd, and an illegal crowd is a crowd that's been ordered to disperse, when night falls, it's time for the peaceful demonstrations to end and people to go home. End of story. If they don't go home and disperse when ordered to, the police are going to use force to disperse them. I don't have many details about what happened last night, but I'm sure those details will be posted. They probably already are. I've just been covered up with trying to keep up with everything going on.
I agree with you. I think that the police should be wearing the body armor, and I'm glad that the military gave it to them, because otherwise most police departments couldn't afford it or wouldn't.
As of yesterday, Ann, 24 police cruisers had been destroyed. When I say destroyed, I mean destroyed, wiped out, burned up, turned over. 36, an additional 36, had their windshields and other glass shot out. I'm amazed that there hasn't been more loss of life. Quite amazed. The police have been exercising great restraint. If a man is facing me with a Molotov cocktail, that tells me he fully intends to use deadly force to cause me great bodily harm or kill me. I'm going to put him down. That's what I would do. And the police have a higher standard than civilians. I teach concealed carry training, and police are required to use minimal force necessary. A civilian does not have that minimum force necessary standard. It's much lower standard for a civilian. When you see deadly force coming at you, you can immediately use deadly force to counter it. And that's Missouri law. That's what I teach in my concealed carry class. And if I was up there as a civilian, I would use deadly force immediately against deadly force being used against innocent people, myself or somebody else. The police haven't been doing that. Now, can you imagine yourself, Ann? You're in a line there with your buddies, you're a cop, and 50 feet away from you, there's a man, or several men. I see a photograph of four or five of them all together trying to light their Molotov cocktails. You're standing there watching this. You're watching them light these Molotov cocktails. Now, this is a wine bottle filled with gasoline. And that's a deadly instrument that will either kill you or give you severe injuries, life-threatening injuries. We have a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 15th day of August. The month is half over. How about that? talking to Rich Melton with Kerasix Gear the other day, and he was really hoping that more of John Moore's listeners would be buying holsters, and he's really hoping that you will really come to a decision soon to buy holsters that we're talking about here on my show from Kerasix Gear. This needs to happen, and needs to happen soon, quite frankly. So look at the various holsters on Kerasix Gear, if you would, please. I know almost all of you out there have pistols, and of course you have holsters. More likely than not, you have issues with fit and comfort that Kerasix Gear holsters can rectify. Carrying a pound and a half of steel is no easy thing if you want it to be comfortable and secure. Kerasix Gear can help you accomplish that goal with a mil-spec holster at a very, very reasonable price. Kerasix Gear holsters are the way to go, in my opinion. The hybrid holsters are handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen up there in Gardner, Kansas, and you need to check these out and make your purchase. You really, really need to do this. Toll-free order line, if you want to place your order on the telephone, is 877-373-6660. Check out the website. There's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com, Kerasix Gear, 877-373-6660. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, we're talking about the events of the day in Ferguson, Missouri, a working-class suburb of St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. And we got a caller here, Ed from Kentucky. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Mr. Moore. Hi, Miss Ann. How you doing?
Hi, Ed.
I got an Instagram account, and it's a great way of getting news out by pictures and making a statement at the same time. And yet, just got done going through it before I called you, Mr. Moore, and there's a picture up that says there's a black police commander actually leading a protest march last night.
That's Jackson. That's Jackson. Was that at night or during the daylight?
This was at night.
Okay.
Before the sun went down.
Okay.
And that shows a lot right there. I mean, he's black, yes, but he's also a police officer. And
right.
You're an ex-cop and we're both military ourselves, and morally, a cop has, even as a soldier, we have spiritual, mental, emotional, moral laws we have to follow as well, other than upholding the Constitution and the laws of the land. And that is to do the right thing, regardless of the cost. And doing the right thing, we both know, is always not easy. I took a lot of guts for him to stand up with the people and say, okay, I'll help you. And that's what it looks like he's trying to do, is show the people, hey, not all of us are bad. Not all of us want to be militarized. And I'm even hearing cops now, and, from Covington, Cincinnati, and other places, I know police officers, a lot of them are taking early retirements because of all this militarization. And one cop even told his commander, he goes, look, I did 20 years in the military. I'm done with the military. He goes, I'm like, hell, if I'm going to come in here and be militarized. He goes, I'm retiring. He goes, I'm giving it up. And he says, I'm just going to tell you all right now, cross along with these, he even told him, he goes, you guys are going to be crossing a lot of wrong lines. And he goes, and these people ain't dumb as asleep as you think they are. And, they've seen militarized vehicles come in to their town. It's like, what the hell did they use this for? I said, well, it's a multi-purpose vehicle. One, it's armored. Two, it holds about 12 people. And three, it's a miniature tank. It'll push a car out of the way, or they put a battery ram in front of it, and they plow in front of your front door to knock down your front door. I says, without having a police officer standing in front of the door. And I says, they use it for a lot of things. And he said, is it necessary? I said, when you've got a mob, I said, they're going to do everything they can. I said, look at old World War II pictures and movies. I said, what'd the police do when they rioted? I said, they had a police vehicle or an armored vehicle with a turret on it. They used water hoses, spray hoses, on that turret and then that vehicle. You can put anything in that vehicle and then on that turret, whether it be gas, pepper spray, or a machine gun. I says, use your imagination. I said, these people ain't playing. You know, and they're also seeing UN vehicles show up in their communities. And, you know, these people are starting to now wake up saying, what is going on? I said, they're getting rid of the military out of the way. I said, because they know they got subconscious people who will defend this nation as they're ordered, as they took an oath to do, as we did. And I said, let's hope that it doesn't come to this. But Ferguson is a big, I would say, the boiling point of a lot of people of the nation are now waking up, because I found out something very disturbing, Mr. Warren. I don't know if you and Miss Ann knew this, but every 23 hours, a black person is shot by police. And that's, to me, that's
in the United States. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, here in China, the people of China turn around and bum rush two police officers who are beating a vendor and a person taking pictures of it. Well, when the cops started, well, the citizens said, enough's enough. And I know one of those police officers didn't make it home that night, because he died right. They killed him on the spot. They beat these guys to a pulp. Because citizens around the world are getting fed up of being bullied. You can only bully somebody so many times before they turn around and say, no, I mean, look at little field. I mean, you own property this morning. You got these little field mice. So as little as they are, they got some heart when they're cornered. They got some heart. Well, so do we. You know, Miss Moore, you got a great show. Miss Ann, you do a great job. Y'all really bless you both. And let's pray for it. The thing is, we need to pray more. We got to. That's what we turned away from.
You're right.
We turned away from them.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And I'm looking to hear details of what happened last night. And I'm sure, you know, those details will be coming out. To see how the feel-good hugging police paradigm is working compared to what they've been doing the past week. I guess we'll find out as the day progresses.
The news is going to cover the peaceful marches, apparently. They don't want to aggravate any situations. But the local news here on Channel 4 at 6:30. No, it's what time was it when I got up? 5:30. I was listening to it, and they said, we just got this news in. I mean, we just heard about these, and they told about three incidents where police responded to 911 calls and were attacked.
Okay.
The calls were legitimate, and I don't know what police responded. I don't think it was the stateies. It may have been the.
Well, there's some confusion on my part as to actually who's up there right now. At 1 p.m., they were talking like the St. Louis County Police were going to be dismissed from the premises, but I don't believe that happened. They don't have anybody to take their place. Who they're going to bring in? At the time, we were thinking they were going to bring in the National Guard, which struck everybody as quite humorous, that because of the militaristic response of the St. Louis County Police, they were going to bring in the Army. And that struck everybody as quite unusual. Here's our 5 of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 15th day of August. Today is the beginning of the seventh week of Freeze Dry Guy's extraordinary sale on Mountain House entrees. Mountain House freeze dried entrees. Rice and chicken, spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac with beef, beef stroganoff, vegetable stew with beef, macaroni and cheese, chicken teriyaki with rice. 30% off case lots. Now this is a bit extraordinary, quite frankly, to have a sale of this nature go on this long with Freeze Dry Guy. So take the opportunity. I don't know how long he intends to keep this sale going, but when it's over, it's over. So take this opportunity to check out what's for sale at freezedryguy.com, the nutritional facts, the cost per case delivered to your door, the lower 48, as we say. All that information at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Don't forget, if you got a child or a niece or a nephew, a grandchild going off to college, he does have bug-out bags already packed with everything they need, ready to go. All you need to do is point and click, and you get your complete stocked bug-out bag for that youngster going off to college. at freestrikeeye.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Our call-in number here at Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. And local news always gets your attention, doesn't it?
It sure does, John. And I remember when I was taking CERT training, the community emergency response training, that they told us that when your local police respond in a mutual aid to a to an event, and that has happened here, that it takes about 3 days for the criminal element to discover that the police are gone, and they'll come out and take what they want. So right. we're being very safe, you know, not trying to get out there and be in any crowds, that's for sure. And listening to the police scanner, you know, everybody needs to have a scanner.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I'm sure you got yours on whenever you're awake. The criticism of the St. Louis County Police has to do with how they look as opposed to what they're doing. They look like soldiers on one hand. On the other, they're responding with great restraint. These officers all have deadly force in the form of rifles, shotguns, pistols, and they clearly have not been using them, at least as of yesterday. I don't know what went on last night in particular, but I'm sure that's continuing. They're exercising great restraint and not using deadly force against deadly force coming at them.
Exactly.
A brick thrown at a human being clearly can kill that person. I don't care if you got a helmet on or not. It clearly is a weapon that can kill somebody or cause great bodily harm. But now, going back to my being a concealed carry instructor, if somebody is close, you know, if they're a football field away, they can't hurt me with a brick. But if they're 40 or 50 feet away, yeah, they can hurt me with a brick. They could kill me with a brick, and I will use deadly force. If I see somebody about to throw a brick at me, I will use deadly force to defend myself because that brick constitutes deadly force against me. If someone has a knife and they're 50 feet away, that's not deadly force. Nobody can hurt me with a knife if they're 50 feet away. If they're 8 or 10 feet away, they close that distance in less than 2 seconds. And yes, I'll use deadly force against a person with a knife 8 or 10 feet away from me. So, going back to a point I made earlier, the St. Louis County Police have been exercising great restraint and not using deadly force against deadly force. And that's what they've been told to do. That's the rules of engagement. Now, there have been protesters, or criminals, I should say, with firearms, and they've been shot and killed, and they should be. If you're using a firearm, if you have a firearm and the police order you to put down the firearm, then you should put it down. If you don't put it down, you're going to be shot, and you should be shot. That's the nature of the way this works, Ann. I'm sure we'll be getting more reports as the day goes on about the events of last night. Typically, the criminals wake up about 1 p.m. and they start getting really active and doing criminal activity after the sun goes down, and that continues all night long, and they finally either go to sleep or pass out around 5 or 6 in the morning. Which is about now. This is about the time they'd be going to bed. Going to bed may be a misnomer. They pass out and go to sleep wherever they happen to be. but that's their lifestyle all the time, not just during these events in Ferguson, Missouri. It's the vampire schedule. It's well known among people who go into the city, the inner city, for business purposes or social reasons, that you want to get in there 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and be out by noon, because that's when the vampires, the criminals, as they are sometimes called vampires by the police because of that lifestyle, when they sleep, You want to get in and get out by noon before the criminals start hitting the streets after they've wakened up from whatever they did the night before. We're starting to see in Times Square, New York City, there was a protest related to this event in Ferguson. California protest related to this event in Ferguson. I think this is going to keep growing nationwide over the next few days. That appears to be where it's headed. Do you have an opinion on that, Ann?
Yeah, I think so too, and I think we can thank one of the black leaders, Jesse Jackson. He said one of the things he said on national television was "There's a Ferguson near you," and
right.
I think that was a call to action across the country.
Yeah, and the president's speech did not help either. Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama, the imposter who occupies the Oval Office, he was endorsed by the new Black Panther Party for president, and there was a photograph of Hussein Obama with the new Black Panther Party members that was on Hussein Obama's website until it was taken down. These are Muslims. The new Black Panther Party are Muslims. Muslims, of course, want to wage jihad, a holy war, against the infidels. And anybody who's not a Muslim, or if they happen to be the wrong kind of Muslim, they will wage a jihad, holy war, against those people, and, of course, kill them, cut their heads off. That's what we're dealing with here. We had a Muslim new Black Panther Party member interrupt the press conference in Ferguson yesterday. This is pretty well known. We got a regular caller here, a native Missouri transplanted into Philadelphia. Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to ask you, John, a couple things. Was martial law declared in St. Louis or St. Louis County?
Not yet. It probably should be. If I was in charge, I would declare martial law.
Okay. Now, the other thing that comes into play here, because my sense of this stuff is that, again, local authority should handle local matters. But what I notice, and we've all become conditioned to this, is that whenever any kind of thing like this would happen, call the FBI, call the
ATF. Well, they have no jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction.
Right. Okay. But that's what happens, and what ends up happening is we call over to Washington D.C. because we need our Uncle Sam and our Aunt Nanny to come and take care of matters. And what happens therein is it usurps local authority, local jurisdiction, and it, again, conditions all the rest of us and law enforcement and everybody involved that, they're more powerful than we are, and they know better, and so we're going to let them come in and tell us what to do.
Right.
See, it's a conditioning, and, I mean, how many alphabet soup groups do we need, John? I mean, really. So I'm wondering where's the sheriff at on this deal, because I also understand that St. Louis is a different duck, because St. Louis City, the city and the county government are one, and it's one of the St. Louis County also happens to be one of the largest counties in the United States. It's one of three that's a city and a county at the same time. Is that right?
No, that's not right. St. Louis City is a city and a county. Hold on, we got a break, Mark. We'll be back after the break.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 15th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, things you may not know even exist. Copyright books, copyrighted books whose copyright has expired that are free downloads, such as The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book older than the Bible. Great way to help you learn how to conduct business as well as engage in warfare. You'll also find an energy cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. Might go to bed with minor aches and pains, get a great pain-free sleep, wake up with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go with my energy cleaner. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison and Mark from Philadelphia. Let's kind of wrap up your comments here, Mark, so we can move along.
Sure.
So I'm just wondering where the sheriff is in this whole matter. I called yesterday. I called the governor's office, and I called the attorney general's office, and I also called the Missouri Sheriff's Association. I was able to talk with the first two, but the Sheriff's Association, I couldn't get anybody to talk to me about this. And the attorney general's office, they called me back as well. I'd already talked to them and called me back, addressing some concerns I had. And I would encourage you on your show to do the same thing, to encourage Missourians to call their local sheriff and to call the state and say, hey, we're concerned, and what are you going to do about this kind of thing? What if this kind of thing happened in our area? What would you do? So the other thing that comes up in all this, and I know that your long-term career military, I was also in the military. My question here about that is, This idea of the chain of command, I know what it's for. I know that it works when you've got good men leading you. But what happens if you have idiots or buffoons or worse, megalomaniacs who you have to follow into battle, and they're giving you directions, such as what happened with the guys in that are referred to in the movie We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson, which is an excellent movie, where they were sent into a impossible situation. Mel Gibson's character knew they were sent into an impossible situation, seemingly from the movie portrayal. But I don't know how, at what point, John, do these soldiers or the police officers say, wait a minute, that order is not right, and I'm not going to do it, and we're standing down, and we're not following your idiot commands.
Well, that's first of all, any military person or law enforcement, either one, they have no obligation. In fact, they're prohibited from following an illegal order. Second, an order can be something that will put you in harm's way needlessly because the person giving it either has bad information, incorrect information. When I was with a 6th Special Forces group at Fort Bragg, myself and all the NCOs were all Vietnam vets. We had a young lieutenant who had graduated from the Special Forces officer's course, and he had got orders to go to Vietnam, and we were counseling him a lot about the do's and don'ts of being in Vietnam. So he shipped over there, and about 2-3 months later, we found out that he refused a direct order to move down a particular trail with his A-team. And that was from higher headquarters. The men on the ground, they had a Kit Carson scout, which is a Viet Cong who became a scout for the U.S. Army, and said, no, we can't. If we go that direction, we'll get wiped out. And it turned out the Kit Carson scout was right, that if they had gone that direction, they would have been outnumbered 100-1 and would have been wiped out.
Since it became
a public matter, the Army couldn't do anything to him without embarrassing themselves.
But back in that time, embarrassing themselves was an issue. But now it seems like they don't care. And one more thing that comes up is when these guys don the paramilitary outfits, that's what they're looking like they're wearing. I don't think they have any insignia or name badge on their outfit. So if something were to happen, whoever they're going against, and let's hope that they're doing the right thing and they're shooting rubber bullets for the right reason and not shooting journalists. I heard that they're shooting journalists and tear gassing journalists. That's wrong. I'm sorry, John. That's wrong to me in my book. I agree. So anyway, back to that. Aren't they supposed to have insignia or whatever to
right.
Well, you know, so you can, because they got masks on and everything, you don't even know who they are.
Missouri law says that the officer has to have his badge on the outermost garment, if it's a raincoat or whatever it might be, on the outermost garment, if they're wearing a body armor or a combat vest, the badge has to be on the outermost garment. The photographs I've seen, Mark, they do have insignia. It's subdued. It's a olive drab with black letters, so it's subdued. You can't can't read it from a distance, but it, but they do have identification and to identify them there as police.
So is your take on this? You think it's being handled well by the higher leadership in the state government?
Well, I'm reading an article right here. It's posted on Fox 2 News that apparently last night was relatively peaceful. Now I haven't got a first-hand report yet outside the mainstream media to verify that, if that's actually what happened. I know two nights ago the news reported one man shot to death when actually there were four men shot to death. So I'm looking for a first-hand report, and then hopefully I'll get it by mid-morning. And of course, I'll be off the air till Monday morning, and I'll report whatever I learn over the weekend to everybody Monday morning.
But you're going to be on again in your second hour, right?
The second hour, yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, I appreciate, I hope cooler heads prevail, and I'm just hoping for the highest and best for everybody, and I don't, you know, the mob mentality has got to go. That can't be, but on the other hand, they can't stir the crowd up and so that they have an excuse to use all this equipment that they've been given by the federal government, by the way. A lot of it's been given to them by the federal government, which is another usurping of local authority, and that's, to me, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And if the sheriffs and other law enforcement go along with that, then they're just giving up the territory. Might as well not even have a state boundary, if you ask me. So anyway, I'll let it go with that. Thank you, John. And thank you, Ann.
Thank you. My second hour today on Blog Talk Radio begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. It'll be open line Friday, and we'll have continuing discussions about whatever people want to talk about. I know that for a fact that the St. Louis County Police are very upset with having their chief replaced by Captain Johnson. County Prosecutor Bob McCullough says that what Governor Nixon did was illegal and disgraceful. He says that McCullough says the governor has denigrated the men and women of the St. Louis County Police Department and what they have done. McCullough.
Nixon is a Democrat.
Right.
And so it was when Obama called him, or whoever called who, he got his orders from not only his commander-in-chief, but also his Democratic leader.
Right.
And I think he had very little choice in what he could do. I was just happy they didn't pull in the National Guard.
Well, putting in the National Guard would probably be a massive mistake. It doesn't seem to be necessary at the moment.
But they could put in a curfew.
There has been a curfew.
But it's not being enforced.
No.
And it wasn't enforced last night. Sam Johnson said he was going to enforce it, and he didn't.
Well, what we'll see is the criminals find out what the limits are. When they find out there are no limits, they're going to continue what they were doing before.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. And the next couple of nights, I think between now and Monday, this is either going to start calming down or grow exponentially and just spin wildly out of control. We shall see. These people coming in from Chicago and Detroit, they have no interest in peaceful protests. Their interest is destroying. And we're out of time. I won't be with Dr. Bill today. I'll be on the road. So I'll talk to you soon. Thank you
for
being with us.
All right, John.
That's it for today, this hour. I'll be back in an hour on Blog Talk Radio with Open Lines. And the link is on my website, thelibertyman.com. Get your medical supplies and energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend. I look forward to talking to many of you in an hour from now. And God bless America.